When was the last time you heard a good cannibal joke? A group of cannibals sitting around the campfire eating some dinner. One says, "You know, I don't really like my mother-in-law." Another cannibal says, "Well, here, why don't you try the clown?" Goes ahead and tries the clown and says, "You know, this tastes funny. I don't want it." Anyway, I was thinking about expectations this week. How my expectations from you, your expectations of yourself, and how those things differ. And also how my expectations for myself and what they are, and then also what my expectations are for people like my kids. Because they all differ. I have different levels of expectations, and I try to keep my expectations high. But what'll happen is I'll try to understand a person's situation. I'll try to empathize with them. Say, for example, with my daughter, I will have high expectations for her behavior, and because I know what she's capable of. But then at times I have to remember, well, she is 3 years old, and so I have to have a lot of generosity and a lot of patience for her. And I find that I do that with students, too. As you know, I tend to be extremely patient when it comes to late work. I tend to accept things, as long as there's a legitimate reason. That doesn't mean it comes with no penalty, but that doesn't mean I won't accept it. If you're going to put forth the effort in doing the work, then I want to accept it. But yet, what'll happen is my expectations slowly can come down. We could be working on a project, and maybe I don't expect enough from you daily. Maybe I don't set up enough stringent deadlines to expect you to meet those deadlines. And so those expectations can break down. And as those break down, so does students' work at times. And so I find myself in the middle of units every now and then that I just want to get out of so I can reset the clock and try things again and put my expectations back up where they should be. So I'm going to be going into this unit in particular with my freshmen, and I'm setting all of these hard deadlines, and it really seems weird for me. It goes against what I like to do, because so often I like to feel how people are doing and adjust deadlines as they come. But I've gotten into this rut and this habit lately, anyway, of lowering my expectations. And so I'm going to keep those expectations high and see how things go. And I wonder how you react. Can you tell? Can you tell when teachers have high expectations for you? Can you tell when you are expecting a lot from yourselves? I can tell the students who expect a lot from themselves by their work, but can you feel it when a teacher expects great things from you? I aspire to expect great things for you. Can you tell when I'm not? It's part of my question and wonder. I'ma keep it down just like this, cause if I make up too much, you know, it might bring the roaches out.